thing that God had actually made Abraham or Moses to write. When Adam sinned, there was an animal that was killed. And God used the skin of an animal to cover the nakedness of Adam and his wife.
Each taxpayer is required to give evidence of economic activities of legal transactions.
We love One Love Radio. 91.5 FM.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPS. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailosh. The headlines. Makhebi Zulu vows to empower Zambian youth. Zambia urged to remember 89 minor tragedy. In international news, Trump names Rubio and Tony Blair to founding board of Peace for Gaza. And in sports, Nora summons 38 for WAFCON camp. Now the news in detail. PF presidential aspirant Makhebi Zulu has pledged to prioritize youth empowerment if elected into power in the forthcoming general elections. Council Zulu plans to establish a youth enterprise fund that will provide startup capital and mentorship to support innovative employment and entrepreneurship. Mr. Zulu envisions a Zambia where young people are not merely seen as future leaders but as active creators of today's progress. He emphasized that the youth are the foundation of the nation's future and must be equipped with the tools to shape it. He stated that the government under his leadership will invest in modern vocational institutions, technology and innovation hubs, and youth cooperative enterprises. The opposition Socialist Party says Zambia must draw lessons from the loss of 89 miners in the Mfulira disaster of 1970. The General Secretary of the Socialist Party and People's Pact, Cosmas Musumali, records that on 16th January 1970, shift bosses at Mfulira copper mine documented abnormal pressure conditions at the 518-meter level. Dr. Musumali explains that this occurred during Zambia's peak rainy season when the skies had been pouring for weeks. He reflected that the logbook entries from that day were a critical warning that tragically went unheeded. Dr. Musumali recounted that 8 months later, on 25th September 1970, nearly 1 million tons of water, saturated tailings, surged through sinkholes, killing 89 miners. He described how January 1970 brought 249 millimeters of rainfall in 30 days with 90% humidity, saturating the number 3 tailings dam. The Ministry of Tourism has confirmed reports circulating on social media about the sighting of a rhinoceros in the Dambwa residential area of Livingstone, stating that a white rhino named Lewis strayed from Mosotunya National Park on the night of Thursday, 15th January 2026. Preliminary investigations reveal that the animal exited the park after elephants damaged and lowered a section of the perimeter fence, creating an opening into the nearby community. Further assessment established that the rhino's movement was influenced by natural territorial behavior. The park currently hosts two mature male white rhinos that have recently engaged in repeated dominance encounters, resulting in Lois being driven out of the protected area. The ministry also disclosed that the animal had previously survived a poaching attempt late last year, during which it sustained gunshot and machete wounds, leaving its horn partially damaged and the rhino under heightened stress. Officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife conducted the recovery operation to ensure public safety and the well-being of the animal. Labour Minister Brenda Tambatamba says the free education policy has contributed to a decline in child labour, particularly in low-income communities. Ms. Tambatamba explains that the removal of school fees and inclusion of school feeding programs have reduced the number of children working on farms in mining areas and in informal street activities. She notes that child labour has long been linked to poverty, with many children forced into work to supplement household income. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clyson Hamasaka has challenged opposition figures who previously alleged rigging and the existence of ghost polling stations to present their evidence now that the Chawama by-election is done. Mr. Hamasaka says there were prominent individuals who issued sweeping and unfounded accusations against institutions of the state, institutions they sought consciously or otherwise to weaken and undermine. He has reminded that government institutions responsible for elections deserve respect whether the outcome favors one or not, adding that the frivolous claims of rigging erode public confidence and undermine the orderly flow of democracy. He has revealed that President Hage Hichilema extended his congratulations to the elected candidate and commended both the ECZ, the law enforcement and the electorate for conducting a peaceful and credible poll. Save the Environment and People's Urgency SEPA is saddened by the recent flash floods that have affected 200 households in Mutenderi. SEPA CEO Miles Zulumuke has, however, cautioned Zambian citizens living in waterlogged areas as they are highly vulnerable to flash floods, especially in light of the ongoing effects of climate change. Ms. Muke has urged the government to take immediate action and relocate the individuals to safer areas, ensuring that they do not return to these dangerous locations after the rains.
Let the government help them so that they relocate them and that they should not come back to that place. Let us leave 50 plus meters away. That's when we can start some activities. Even that 50 plus meters is risky, especially with the unpredictable rains of climate change. So climate change, it's a nuisance. And for sure, people will be affected. Some people will lose lives, which we don't want. That's why we are saying, as SEPA, that preparedness is a key to this climate change. The government would have seen that these people are settled along the streams. They could have removed them way back before they are affected. It was even going to be cheaper that way.
And just now we took a break to stay tuned.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
International news. International.
The Trump administration has named U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and former U.K. Prime Minister Sir Tony Blair as two of the founding members of its Board of Peace for